Rainmaker FM. You're listening to The Digital Entrepreneur, the show for folks who want to discover smarter ways to create and sell profitable digital goods and services. This podcast is a production of Digital Commerce Institute, the place to be for digital entrepreneurs. DCI features an in-depth, ongoing instructional academy, plus a live education and networking summit, where entrepreneurs from across the globe meet in person. For more information, go to rainmaker.fm/digitalcommerce. That's rainmaker.fm/digitalcommerce.
Welcome back to The Digital Entrepreneur, the show where digital entrepreneurs share their stories and the lessons they've learned so that we can all be better in our online pursuits. I'm your host, Jared Morris, the VP of Marketing for Rainmaker Digital, and this is episode number 37. This episode of The Digital Entrepreneur is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform. I will tell you more about this complete solution for digital marketing and sales later, but you can check it out and take a free spin for yourself at rainmaker.fm/platform. That's rainmaker.fm/platform. On this week's episode, I have a guest that's been honored at both the White House and the United Nations as one of the top 100 young entrepreneurs in the country. She is a visionary strategist for the digital age, a web and TV personality, a best-selling author, and the award-winning CEO of the Marketing Zen Group, a global online marketing and digital PR company that helps turn successful companies into industry leaders. She helps brands reach the next level by leveraging digital opportunities to drive meaningful results. She is Shama Hyder, aka the Zen Master of Marketing, and she is a digital entrepreneur. Shama, welcome to The Digital Entrepreneur. It is it's wonderful to have you on the show.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I mean, you're an award-winning entrepreneur. You've shared the stage with presidents. We appreciate you taking the time to join us and lend some insight on your path as an entrepreneur.
Well, this is my favorite topic, so a pleasure.
Very good, very good. So let's start out where we always start out with our guests. You know, I've always believed that the number one benefit of digital entrepreneurship is freedom, the freedom to choose your projects and to chart your course, and ultimately the freedom to change your life and your family's life for the better. What is the biggest benefit that you have derived from being a digital entrepreneur?
Yeah, you know, I would say definitely the freedom's been a huge part, but also just the ability to make a contribution without boundaries or without limits. I mean, really, I think as an entrepreneur, it's the limits that you put on yourself. So I think for me, that's a very gratifying part of it.
All right. So let's go back. Take me back to before you became a digital entrepreneur. What were you doing and what was missing that led you to want to make a change?
Well, I was in school. So I think unlike a lot of people who sort of go from the career world, I started the company right out of school. And I think just to rewind slightly back, yeah. I had finished school and I thought that I would go, you know, get a job, which is what you're told you're supposed to do and whatnot. Except for me, my industry didn't exist. You know, the idea of a social media marketing is just so new. The industry really honestly did not exist.
Yeah. Now, had you always kind of been an entrepreneur growing up? Like, is this something that was just kind of in your blood that you had always done?
I think so. I've always been entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
And so, you know, both my parents are entrepreneurs, but I think that actually made me not want to do it as much because I saw them and, you know, we have very different styles of entrepreneurship, I could put it that way. And so I guess I'd only seen one facet of that. But yeah, I think I've always been very entrepreneurial and I've always enjoyed the idea of having, you know, my own rules and my own way to contribute to society in a way that's not limited by anyone else.
You mentioned that you have different styles. How would you describe the differences in your styles?
Yeah, I think, you know, my parents, with their entrepreneurship, they were also very spontaneous in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And so I think some of the challenges I saw them deal with was more towards like not being as organized. And I'm more type A than they are.
How did you come by that? Have you just always been that way?
I think when you grow up with parents who are not type A, it forces you to be type A. And so, yeah, I think in some ways to make up for that, even as a kid. But yeah, so I think I got the best of both worlds in many ways.
So can you kind of walk us through kind of how your business is organized? Because obviously, you know, you have Zen Marketing, so you have a marketing agency and you're taking clients. And then you also are kind of a business unto yourself with your speaking and with the books that you've written. How do you keep everything organized and manage your priorities?
Yeah, you know, I think that's exactly it. It's priorities. It's knowing what are the absolute things I have to accomplish today, and then everything else revolves around that.
And do you have, what kind of systems do you have for helping you do that and make those tough decisions?
Honestly, pen and paper is sometimes the best. I mean, you think it's tools, but it's not, right? I mean, you can have tools that help you focus or support your productivity, but at the end of the day, it's really you rolling up your sleeves and saying, this is what I got to do. So we think certain things that do help, like there is a tool I use that's like a 30-minute timer on my phone. Yeah. And it's great because I'll do, you know, I think it's also known as the Pomodoro effect, where you focus on something for 30 minutes and you go do something else. And so that certainly helps. I try to focus in on things that need me. But of course, you know, we work in such, my schedule, there's not always a set schedule because the media might call and they might be doing a story on something and they want me in, or a client says, oh, we've got this great opportunity, can we brainstorm? And so in so many ways, yes, I can have a framework for my schedule, but I have to stay flexible as well.
And what kind of role have some of the digital products that you've created, like the ebooks, what kind of role have those played in the growth of your business?
Yeah, so I've got two books, you know, out in bookstores. One is called The Zen of Social Media Marketing, which is now in its fourth edition, and Momentum, my second book, which is about marketing in the digital age, that just came out a couple of months ago. And both have been, say, pretty crucial in helping with business development and building a thought leadership platform. And both of them came about from market demand. So I wrote the Zen when people really, there were no books on social media, where people really needed some insight on what it meant to use Facebook or to use these platforms and tools for business. And so being able to create something based on market demand has always, I think, been a key to success.
You know, and one trend that we have seen is a lot of people who are in client work will end up, you know, kind of starting another portion of their business around digital products, whether it's courses or membership sites. Do you have any plans to do anything like that, or are you going to stay on the same trajectory that you've been on?
I think there's always flexibility. I mean, for me, what's more important is how do you stay relevant, right, to your audience, and how do you constantly give them something that they want? And so if that looks like digital products, then it'll be digital products. But I've never been sort of one to say, okay, this is the way we're going to go, and then everything else gets forced around it. It's much more, let's keep listening to the audience. Let's see where our clients want. Let's see what the audience is asking for, and then create around that.
Yeah. So Shama, tell me about the milestone or moment in your career as an entrepreneur that you're the most proud of.
You know, one moment that I think that for me was really sort of a personal, like, oh, wow moment was visiting a client, Christmas party. A client invited us to a Christmas party. We've been working with them for 2 years at this point, and we were handling all their digital marketing and attending, you know, their Christmas party from the year prior. It had seemed like the company had tripled, you know, all these people and their families. And the CEO, I remember, was talking to him, and he said, yeah, you know, we've grown so much with your help in the last 2 years. I mean, these are all the people that we've now been able to hire. And what was great about that was just to know, you know, sometimes the things that you do, you see the impact on bottom lines, but you don't see kind of the full societal human impact, right? And so how we were helping with the marketing and helping this company grow, they in turn were able to hire these people. And then, of course, there were these kids and families that were impacted by that. And so for me, that was a really touching moment in terms of what we do and the effect it really has.
Boy, that had to be just a great moment, you know, to just see there and see, yeah, the impact that you had and the help on real people, like you said, because sometimes we can lose sight of that fact. That had to be great.
Totally. And it was. And then we've had moments like that. And I've had moments like that, being able to see how what we do impacts people.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I will ask Shama about the most humbling moment that she has had as a digital entrepreneur. As you probably know, stitching together a website that truly gives you everything you need to demonstrate your authority, connect with your audience, and earn recurring profit isn't easy. You have to find good hosting, plus security and support you can trust, which is a headache. You need a patchwork of plugins that can prove to be a nightmare at the worst possible time. You need the ability to create content types ranging from blog posts to podcasts to online courses. And what about integrated landing pages, email marketing, and marketing automation to deliver a truly adaptive content experience? These aren't nice to have features anymore for the smart, profitable digital entrepreneur. They are necessities. But you have two choices. You can piecemeal it all together, pay more in total, and then cross your fingers and hope everything plays nicely together, or you can use the Rainmaker platform. Rainmaker is a fully hosted all-in-one marketing and sales machine that gives you everything out of the box in one dashboard. You can run a successful podcast, host authority-building membership areas, and sell in-depth, module-based, revenue-generating online courses. You can even use Rainmail to host all of your email lists and send broadcast emails and autoresponder sequences right there in your Rainmaker dashboard. Plus, the full email integration with your website platform gives you insight about your audience and content flexibility that you simply cannot get with separate solutions stitched together. Oh, and rather than having to choose from one of 100 different places for support when you have a question, with Rainmaker, it's just one support team ready and excited to help you out. All of these reasons and more are why Rainmaker.fm runs on Rainmaker and why all of my personal websites do too. But don't just take my word for it. Check out the Rainmaker platform for yourself. Go to rainmaker.fm/platform and start your free 14-day trial today. That's rainmaker.fm/platform. All right, so Shama, tell me about the most humbling moment in your career as a digital entrepreneur, and most importantly, what you learned from it.
I think I have humbling moments every day, honestly. I don't know, I mean, really, it's not like one, like, oh my God, I was so humbled, but every day I think I learned something new. And for me, it's a mindset, right? To always stay in that kind of student mindset of I feel like things make you humble when you get to a certain point, or like, does that make sense?
Oh, totally.
Where you're, right? Like there's some place for you to fall from, or there's some place to be like, oh wow, I really thought I was going in one direction and this, you know, opened my eyes. But I think I always come from that perspective where I'm a student. I mean, I learn so much from my employees all the time because, I mean, let's face it, I'm younger than all of them, most of them. And so for me, it's always been a process of being sort of a student and learning. So I don't know if there's one experience that I would say, oh, I was really humbled by it. I'll say that every day there's at least, you know, 10 moments in a day where I'm like, oh, well, I don't know it all. Good thing I didn't think I knew it all.
Well, and I think that's probably an indication of why you've been successful, because obviously those moments of humility are also paths for learning and opportunities to learn. So I think the fact that you view it that way is a great sign for your continued growth, because that's what'll keep you learning and growing. So I think that's great.
Thank you. I certainly think having a student mindset, no matter what you're doing, is the way to go. You know, even with our clients, you can always tell the difference when the clients were. And I love that our clients are like this. They want to learn. They want to grow. They're curious, you know, and yeah. I have a lot of respect for curiosity. I think it keeps you from ever thinking that you know it all, because the moment you do, I think is when you have that really humbling moment.
Yeah.
So I just prefer to always keep myself in that mode.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's fast forward to now. What is the one word that you would use to sum up the status of your business as it stands today?
Growing. I mean, really, it's growing. And maybe, you know, it would be fair. I would say, if I was going to be really specific, I'd say Momentum, which is the name of my second book. And I think part of me writing that and choosing that name was because I feel like as a company, we have a lot of momentum right now. You know, we're one of the top social media digital PR agencies in the country, if not the world, in terms of just being how early we started onto this path. And I'm really excited with how much momentum we have and where things are going.
Very cool. What is your biggest recurring pain point as an entrepreneur right now?
You know, I would say a reoccurring pain point, and this is just something, is constantly, especially in our industry, keeping up. I mean, to be totally honest, that's a challenge for anybody in this industry. But it really is when you're, you know, when you're looking at things and you're saying, like, what changed while we were sleeping? That's the joke at the office, right?
Yeah.
In marketing. And so I think, and it's a challenge I love, but it is definitely a challenge to be able to keep up and to know, you know, what's changing. How do we have to stay a step ahead for our clients. I mean, it's the only, to stay relevant is the only way that we're going to be useful to them.
How do you do that with so much information out there? You know, how do you make sure that you're getting the right information and finding out what you need to stay relevant?
You know, I think at this point, I'm very lucky that because I'm an investor in things and I'm, you know, I write for multiple columns and I do a lot of media, that things find me, which is a great place to be.
Yeah.
So I think that's a nice thing, is that I'm able to get sort of, I would say, like the early scoop or the insider, you know, the early invites and things to kind of know what's new.
Oh, that's good.
Or what's around the bend. Yeah.
So you mentioned earlier how rewarding it was to be at that Christmas party and see the impact that your work was able to have on real people, on families. I'm curious, what element of your work on a daily basis gives you the most satisfaction? Like the actual just getting down, doing the work, what part of it do you enjoy the most?
You know, for me, it's honestly one of my favorite parts is the strategic part, working with our clients, coming up with campaign ideas, talking with the team, figuring out how, you know, we're going to help our clients move the needle, whether it's with their social media campaigns or influencer marketing or, you know, a digital PR campaign we're launching. Like these are all the things that really get me excited at the end of the day.
Excellent. So let's open up your toolbox if we can. And I'm curious, what is one technology tool that contributes the most to your success as an entrepreneur? I know you mentioned earlier the app that you have that kind of helps you keep track of your time and keeps track of your priorities. Any other technology tools that really stand out as helping contribute?
I mean, I'm a big fan of Slack. You know, we use that. It's kind of like it's a communication tool, which is, I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah.
Just allows me to keep in touch with our team. Our team is all over the US. Our clients are global. We have clients from Lithuania to Hong Kong. So definitely a huge plus in that way.
And in addition to pen and paper, which you mentioned earlier, are there any non-technology tools that contribute the most that help you out?
Non-technology tools, aside from pen and paper, you know, I would say that I have some favorite apps, things like that. But, you know, my dogs, they're pretty non-tech, but they're great because, you know, they remind you of what life is really about.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why I like asking that question.
And it's not Instagram stories.
Right. No, that's wonderful. Okay. So earlier I asked you, what's the one word that you would use to sum up the status of your business as it stands today? You said growing and momentum. Mm-hmm. We accept both of those.
Okay.
When we talk again in a year, what would you want that one word to be?
Wow. I think that would be a good word. I mean, why not aim high, right?
Yeah. So, what will it take to get there for you?
I think just doing what we're doing. I think that's the path we're on, you know. I'm really excited about how we've grown, and you know, we don't do any outbound marketing. Everyone who works with us comes through client referrals or they come through our own inbound efforts, and that's really, to me, that's really powerful.
That's a good spot to be in.
Yeah, I'm grateful for it. Yes.
Yes. So I have a few rapid fire questions to close out. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So if you could have every person who will ever work with you or for you read one book, what would it be?
Shoot. I know this is going to sound like an unfair question or an unfair answer perhaps, but honestly, it would be The Zen of Social Media Marketing. And we do. We ask people to read it because so much of that is my philosophy. It's the company philosophy. So in some ways, it is like understanding what we're about and how, you know, what our perspective and approach is on digital marketing.
Well, I mean, that's a good way to make sure everybody understands that and understands the mindset and culture that you're trying to create. So I think that's a very fair answer.
Exactly. And it helps when someone comes in, you know, even when we're hiring and they've read the book. To me, it's like, okay, they're a step ahead. They're already familiar with this. Like they know what we're about to some degree.
Yeah. So memo to anybody looking to get a job, read the book. If you could have a 30-minute Skype call to discuss your business with anyone tomorrow, who would it be?
That's funny because it's not, I feel like the people who work with us find us. So I don't know who I'd want to be able to talk to. Like totally honestly, I think it would be the person that is really interested in working with us. Like that would be where my interest is.
Okay.
That's the person I'd want to talk to.
Yeah. What is the one email newsletter that you can't do without?
Boy, there's so many. You know, I like my Quora digest. The digest I get from Quora.com. That's like the questions people are asking and I find myself clicking on it often. So
yeah. Quora has some great stuff.
Yeah.
What non-book piece of art had the biggest influence on you as an entrepreneur?
You know, there's a really cool sculpture of Burning Man, and I don't know if people have seen it, but it's it's kind of a wireframe of two people who are arguing and they've got their backs to each other. But within that wireframe, you can see the children within each other and they're facing each other trying to find a solution. And I always think that's really touching, like regardless of where we are as as adults or in our kind of cages, you know, I think inside, or at least like the kind of the soul within salutes the other souls that it recognizes. So I think that that's a really moving piece of art.
That's great. That's a great answer. What productivity hack has had the biggest impact on your ability to get more meaningful work done?
Close out browser windows. I mean, honestly, it's amazing how much you'll get done when you're when you focus on one thing at a time and you don't have multiple. I mean, just me closing out browser windows has been huge.
Yeah, it's amazing how those can just accumulate. You don't even realize it.
Such small things. And the other day I learned an interesting hack, which I think is great. You know, for people who play on their phones a lot or like find that to be kind of, you know, where they keep going back, turning your screen to be a grayscale, you can do that on the iPhone, you know, so everything's grayed out, the colors go away and stuff, and you find that you want to play with it less, which I think in some ways can be a good thing. So,
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I might have to try that. So Shama, what's the best way for someone who's inspired by today's discussion to get in touch with you or to get more from you?
Well, certainly, you know, we've got two sites, marketingzen.com and then shamahider.com. Both the sites have tons of content. So if this is the type of content that you're interested in, especially more marketing, then, you know, those are the places to go.
Excellent. Well, Shama, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck getting to WOW over the next year.
thank you. Hope you
get there. And yeah, really appreciate your time and insight.
Thanks so much. Pleasure to be here.
And that concludes this week's episode of The Digital Entrepreneur. My thanks, as always, to Toby Lyles and our production team, along with Caroline Early and Will DeWitt for helping to make this episode possible. My thanks to Shama Hyder for taking the time to join me for this discussion. Really appreciated her insight. It was great to get to talk with her, and I'm sure you feel the same. And of course, my thanks to you for being here and for listening. I always appreciate your attention and your support on The Digital Entrepreneur. If you ever have any questions, comments, thoughts, anything, or just want to connect, send me a tweet at Jared Morris, JeroDMorris. I always love hearing from you. And we'll be back next week with another brand new episode of The Digital Entrepreneur. Take care.